is outside B, at least no fear of any light little drippy-doopy droplets for the next 2 days. From out of the past, the man that used to lead for the Drifters, Benny King. Past that 1 o'clock hour.
Saturday, October 26th. A show so big, only Kissin' and the Good Guys could bring it to you.
That's going to be a ball, baby, and all of the swinging gentlemen going to be on stage, all dressed up fancy, like in their tuxedos and the paisley coats. Oh, they're going to look sharp.
Food, fun, and festivities for the whole family are yours at the St. Joseph Annual Halloween Carnival, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. This is John Peterson asking you to be a Kissin' Good Guy and come to the St. Joe's Carnival.
The Classics for Stormy. Two goals late in the third period as the Portland Buckaroos salvaged the 6-6 Western Hockey League tie with the Vancouver Canucks. Pearson's two goals, along with center Jerry Gorier's tally in the final period, gave Portland the tie after trailing 6-3 with less than 12 minutes left. Notre Dame is the total offense leader and second in rushing in college football this week. The odds makers have made second-ranked Ohio State a three-touchdown choice over Illinois next Saturday. Bill Munson of the Detroit Lions has taken over the passing leadership in the National Football League. Veteran quarterback Johnny Unitas of the Baltimore Colts apparently aggravated an elbow injury last Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. KISN scores all the way.
Baby,
lollipop, part of Survey 68 this Saturday night. You got the love, baby, baby.
My father says I have a good head on my shoulders. You can help me keep it there by driving carefully in my neighborhood.
Mendez in Brussels 66 and That Fool on the Hill from KISN, the station with the corner. Our news and Survey 68 this Saturday night, too. State police are puzzled about a gunshot victim who they say falsely claims someone else shot him. A spokesman for the state police at Baker said an investigation had cast doubt on a story by Leonard Elmer Carlton of LeGrand that he had been shot by an unknown person near Sardine Springs on Saturday. Democratic Secretary of State candidate George Van Hoomerson said that prosecuting obscenity cases is like trying to walk through a legal minefield. As a practical matter, he told a civic club in Portland yesterday most of the books and magazines which are brought to the attention of law enforcement agencies as being objectionable are clearly not subject to prosecution under recent decisions of state and federal courts. It's hoped that Hanoi may give some indication that the Paris talks on Vietnam today have recently reported American proposals aimed at achieving concrete peace negotiations. The proposals are said to include a U.S. pledge for a total bombing halt, provided North Vietnam meets U.S. conditions. This is KISN, serving the Great Oregon Territory from Vancouver. It's 49, 49 street double degrees, 4 degrees above normal for this hour, moving down to 4... Nancy Wilson, telling it like it is, in a thing called a peace of mind now. 28 minutes on the working side of 2 in the morning time, like...
Going on away.
Mamas and the Papas. Fat Mama cares. You know she gotta be a cares now. Vibrations of the Mamas and the Papas going to titillate the hinders of the earlobes this morning, sweet swingers of the thing called for the love of Ivy. 24 now till 2.
This is Barbara Park of St. Joseph's School, inviting you to bring the whole family.
And pianistic stylings of one Jerry Lee Lewis from out of the past to come along and babe, a whole lot of shaking going on now at 18 past midnight. Let's go. Nash and a thing called Home. It tied at 21 past midnight. Don Scholander, formerly of Lake Oswego, finished second in the men's 200-meter Olympic freestyle last night. The event was won by Mike Wenden of Australia, who set an Olympic record but was about a second off Scholander's world mark. Light heavyweight wrestler Hank Schenk of Bend, Oregon, was eliminated from Olympic competition yesterday after drawing with Peter Dutzler of Switzerland 2-2. Earlier, the Oregon Greco-Roman wrestler was defeated by Boyan Radov of Bulgaria. The Oregon Ducks went through a hard-hitting practice yesterday in preparation for Saturday's game against Utah at Autzen Stadium. The offensive unit drilled on goal line offense, and the defense covered all facets of the game. KISN scores all the way. Part of Survey 68 coming to town October 26th, talking about her midnight confession.
My name is Becky Lynch. When you're behind the wheel, give the other guy a break, even if he doesn't deserve it. That's the way nothing will get broken.
Saturday, October 26th. A show so big, only Kissin' and the Good Guys could bring it to you.
Sergio Mendez and Parcel 66 talking about that fool on the hill now from KISN, the station with the corner on News and Survey 68 this Saturday night, too. Two people were killed on Oregon highways yesterday. 44-year-old Harry Ward of Elmira was killed in a motorcycle accident on Clear Lake Road about 10 miles west of Eugene. Police said the motorcycle failed to negotiate a turn and went off the road into an orchard. A 67-year-old Portland man, Gerald Domier, died in a one-car crash 10 miles west of Grand Ronde on Highway 18. Governor Tom McCall, in a surprising position switch, has come out in favor of ballot measure number 6, which calls for acquisition of Oregon beaches by means of a gasoline tax. The measure provides for a 1 cent per gallon increase in gasoline taxes on private automobiles for 4 years to raise an estimated $30 million. Mrs. Charles Robb, President Johnson's oldest daughter, Linda Bird, gave birth early this morning to a 7-pound, 8-ounce baby girl in Bethesda Naval Hospital. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson stood side by side as the president announced the birth to newsmen and then handed out cigars. This is KISN, serving the Great Oregon Territory from Vancouver. It's 49, 49 street double degrees, normal for this hour, moving down to 45.
Seven.
Newton in the battle of town and country can no longer get along. It's 22 minutes down the upside of one.
Your prizes and a plant sale are extra features offered at the fabulous power show sponsored by the Vancouver Amateur Prevention Society this weekend at the PUD building. This is Harold Krause asking you to be a kissing good guy. Attend the show.
Big brother in the holding company. I want a piece of your heart, honey. In the holding company and wanting a piece of your heart, honey. It's 20 minutes now, Joe One.
Kissing weather.
Weather-wise, we do prophesy on the sleepy eye all night for mostly cloudy skies today with patches of morning fog, chance of showers during the afternoon and night, and partial clearing periods on Saturday. With a low the same 45, high today 64, we've got it at 49 degrees outside. You know, along about this time of the year, with the new 1969 model cars coming out, everybody starts getting the new car bug. Everybody wants to say, hey, let's go down and get us one so we can bring it home, put it in our driveway, and show all the neighbors we got one, too. Well, this is fine and dandy, but a lot of times, you know, the old pocketbook just doesn't agree with this thinking. So what you do see is the next best thing, and that's go down to Francis Ford's used car lot in Southeast Grand at Hawthorne, where they've been in business since 1914 to serve you. And right now, some of the year-end specials that they're offering to you consist of a 1967 Mustang hardtop GT300, with a 4-speed box, 390 cubic inch V8 engine, wide oval tires. This car is loaded and ready to roll for just $23.95. Or 67 Pontiac Le Mans 2-door, V8, automatic box, power steering, radio, white sidewall tires for $22.95. They've got a 64 Ford Galaxy 500 2-door hardtop on the lot with a V8 engine, cruise-o-matic transmission, radio, white sidewall tires, and power steering for $13.95. Or 65 Mustang with a V8 engine, 4-speed box, red and white interior for just $16.95. These and hundreds of others await you now at Francis Ford's used car lot corner of Southeast Grand and Hawthorne. Remember, when you're in the need of a like new but slightly used car, remember the old saying, don't take chances, go deal with Francis. Francis Ford.
When the sun goes to bed, that's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life. Lalaya, can't blame ya, Lalaya. Yeah.
the Hitline Hot Box, a ballad called Melania. 15 now until the 1 o'clock hour.
1959 was a souvenir year.
The Fiestas. Sounds of a fiesta is a thing called So Fine. The 13 now on the upside of 1 in the morning time.
The Vancouver Chrysanthemum Society is holding its 23rd annual flower show this week at the PUD building at 1200 Fort Vancouver Way. This is Ralph Seeley asking you to be a kissing good guy and attend the show.
Love lights talking about my groove, a groove, a baby. Now, 9 minutes on the working side of 1.
Survey 60th Pop Festival at the Coliseum, Saturday, October 26th. A show so big, only Kissin' and the Good Guys could bring it to you. KISN station with the corner on news and Whitey Man on the Move Coker's around the world trip too. This is Pat Patchy with KISN Total Information News live at 12:55. Two people were killed on Oregon highways yesterday. 44-year-old Harry Ward of Elmira was killed in a motorcycle accident on Clear Lake Road about 10 miles west of Eugene. Spell on now. We got 3 minutes on the east about 1 o'clock hour. The mortal time is hour number 2 now. The TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday morning edition of the Night Watch. Gig about ready to unfold before your very eyes. I want you all to stare at it with you.